Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. It's my pleasure to be able to hang out with you and spend some time with you and introduce you to these really smart people that we call our Brain Trust members, which includes, I'm very happy to say, our good friend Jack Mitchell, who's been with us as a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. I told you earlier that Jack has got he knows how to manage the two most important groups in our businesses, our two customer groups, our internal customers and our external customers. And he's, by the way, folks, as I mentioned, he's the CEO and the second generation leader of Mitchell Richards Clothing in the New York and Connecticut area, and an outstanding organization up there. I've been to his operation. It's a wonderfully run, happy employees everywhere. And so his first book, Hug Your Customers, was about that second group of customers, the external customers. His new book is called Hug Your People, which is about the internal people. Right, Jack?
You bet, Jim.
Welcome back, Jack.
The most important thing is our own people, our own, I call them associates, employees. I mean, we really, really focus on our people in every way, shape, or form, and they in turn, of course, they turn around if they're happy, if they're up, if they're positive, if they're passionate, they do the very, very same thing to the customers.
Well, and Jack, it's always a pleasure to have you back. And
one of the things that I saw
when I was in your building, and folks, I walked into that building and they didn't know who I was. Jack hadn't told them I was coming, and those employees loved me up like they'd known me all my life. I mean, I was being whisked. They were sweeping me off my feet, ladies and gentlemen. And then all of a sudden, Jack shows up and acts like I'm some kind of an important guy. And they just treated me. It was just like nothing changed. They couldn't do any more. So when Jack writes a book about how to make your people happy and be happy doing what they're doing, he knows what he's talking about. He's living it.
Well, thank you, Jim, very, very much. I do believe that the energy and enthusiasm, you know, of our folks is really one of the major reasons that our business has been successful, and why a family business, which started in a very small way 50 years ago, Jim, by the way, we're celebrating our 50th
congratulations
anniversary of Mom and Dad.
Yep.
You know, our parents, as you know the story, when they were in their mid-50s, stepped off the train here in Connecticut, commuting to the great city of New York, and they started with three suits and a coffee pot and 800 square feet and a dream, you know. But we haven't lost that passion for focusing in on our customers. And then, obviously, after Mom and Dad came our other associates, and you know, it's been a fun, great journey. So we're very up. And even in these challenging economic times, you know, we really know that we're in the people business. And if you're in the people business, it's really saying good morning. It's whether it's you know, aloha or good morning or whatever.
How about ahoy?
Ahoy, great, you know, or tikanis, or you know. So you make sure that you really get to know each and every person on a personal basis that works with you. And when you do that and you care and you really do it, not just, you know, phony, but really authentically and really genuinely.
I call it connecting, Jack.
Connecting. I do too, Jim.
It's a word that you and I have got to use more. We've got to start people thinking more about this, Jack, because I see all these companies trying to market to this person or that person, or small business owners or whatever, and they're marketing their heads off. They're spending lots of money advertising, but whenever people come to those businesses, large and small, and I'm not just talking about the big guys, large and small, you actually show up at that business, there's no connection. I walked out of two stores the other day, and with products from two stores, two big box stores, went home. They were both wrong. There was one was a part missing, and the other was the wrong stuff. They'd given me the wrong stuff. So I go back the next day, retraced my steps, took my time. They fixed them. But I'm telling you, Jack, I would have had no less connection if I dealt with a kiosk.
Yeah. Well,
there was no connection with these people.
Right, and I think it's so powerful, the human connection of getting to know you on a, you know, is it James or is it Jim or is it Jack or is it John?
Yep.
It's so, you know, one of the things we do, and you know it's in my book, Hug Your People, it's called Reconnect. It's a very simple one to do with your own folks, your own employees. When we have meetings now, almost every meeting, unless we've had the same meeting, you know, a carryover meeting, we call it Reconnect. We go around the room and give everybody 1 minute or sometimes 5 minutes if we haven't seen them because now we have three stores. And we you know, what's on your mind? Give us 1 minute uninterrupted, whatever's on your mind. And you know what happens, Jim, of course. They tell you things like, well, my granddaughter is sick or my granddaughter just graduated from college.
Right.
Or you know, I went on a personal safari to Africa. All of a sudden you learn the personal side of the person, which, of course, is the motivational. It's the reconnect.
Well, next time you walk through, if you don't have a minute, you got 8 seconds. You could say, hey, John, how's the daughter?
You bet.
Or how you feeling today? You feeling better today? And that's a connection that people remember.
Right.
And it's the same thing with our employees, and it's the same thing with our customers.
Right. And you should really try it. I mean, one of the things, again, I say in my Hug Your People book is I've had people, and I'm sure you have had too on your show, people have said to me, well, Jack, you know, how do I become a hugger? How do I do this? I mean, because I'm not used to doing it. So it was a jeweler in Wisconsin who wrote me this simple thing. He took 10 pennies and he put them in his left pocket. And every time he vowed he would not criticize, he would not come down, he would not be harsh to anyone. As a reminder, every time he gave him a hug, which of course is any gesture or deed that says, wow, you know, you care about me, he would take the penny and he'd put it in his right pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And by noontime, of course, he'd given away all his 10 pennies. And it began to be a habit because you can't, it's like, you know, I'm a tennis player, and you know, it's like hitting that forehand. You have to practice it. Or even Tiger Woods, look how many times he practices.
But beyond that, though, the fact that he put those pennies in his pocket told himself today, I'm going to demonstrate that I care.
Yeah, exactly.
See, this is the thing. You can't connect with people if you don't care.
Right. You have to care. And I do think, you know, 98% and 98.6% of the time people care. They just sometimes they don't know how to do it.
I think we're raising a couple of generations here, Jack, of young people who haven't been taught how to care with customers. And I want you to talk to us about that when we come back after these messages. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remember, folks, care and then connect.
For the fulcrum in the void, following your destiny, our steps cannot avoid.
With the old man stranded again, so off I'd ran, a young world crashing around me.
Welcome back. That's
no possibility.
Ann Wilson, the lead singer of the group Heart,
he looked at
along with her sister Nancy.
Said no.
Like that music. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers, the author of Hug Your People. He's a hugger, folks, and he lives what he preaches. He practices what he preaches. He walks the talk. I've seen it in action. And Jack, congratulations on the great success with your books and the whole hugging franchise. And I know you're doing a great service to the world, Jack, with your philosophy, getting around to people, letting them know that and I keep coming back to this quote that I learned 20 something years ago from John Nesbitt's book Megatrends. Jack, he said, the more we have high tech, the more we'll want high touch.
Definitely.
None of this is no matter how many computers we have, no matter how much we work virtually, human beings still are going to want high touch. He said this over two decades ago, and it's truer every day that goes by.
I agree, and I remember Tom Friedman's first book, you know, The Lexus and the Olive Tree. I mean, everybody loves their own little olive tree, whether it's be in Mississippi or in Connecticut or in Montana or wherever it may be, or New York City. Everybody wants to shop, I believe, not put it right back to business. People love shopping local. They really, truly do. But you have to step up and be special local. The special olive tree in your backyard is yours. And really make the best of that olive tree and make it something that, that people care about and you care about them. That's, and you can have the high tech, but with whatever product you're selling, because goodness, we both know that you have to have high technology. Technology is the backbone, but really the essence is the soul, and that's the people side. The people are, and I agree with you. I mean, you look at the books you've written. The touching people is what it's real. Are touching our customers, getting to know them. I mean, Jim, you know, we have 100,000 people on our database, but it's 10,000 of them that give us 87% of our business.
Right.
And these people, and you can memorize, you can know. I mean, we're all watching the Olympics. I mean, if you speak Chinese, and I have a master's degree in Chinese history from a million years ago. you have to memorize 214 radicals, those special characters. And little kids do that at five. If you care about knowing your customers and focusing, you have to know whether it's Jim or James. And you
there's
can
a
do
little,
that.
There's a little place that my wife and I eat sometimes. And they found out that my son had been in Iraq a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
And every time we go in there, different people who weren't even waiting on us would come over. Hey, how's your son?
Wow. See, that's...
So where do you think I'm going to go next time I want to eat somewhere?
Of course.
Yeah, it's automatic. And let me tell you what, it won't matter whether they even say anything about my son. It's just the fact that I want to go where it's just like in the Cheers song, you know. People want to go where everybody knows your name. And this is the silver bullet. Small business owners, Jack, wonder, is there really a silver bullet out there for me? Ladies and gentlemen, there is a silver bullet, and it's free. It costs you nothing.
Free.
And that's
it's
just to care about your customers and care about them.
Hugs are free. The Hug Your Customer book, which, you know, when I first wrote the book, Jim, which is now 5 years ago, would you believe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's now become, without sounding presumptuous, a classic because these big and small companies are buying it for their new associates when they're hired because it's so simple for... You know, for $11 or $10 or whatever it is, you can give somebody a hug. And obviously you don't have to read everything in every book, but you pick up one or two simple ideas, and then all of a sudden you try them. You try saying good morning in a really really how you feel, great top of the morning, you know, to somebody, and or good night and, you know, God bless or whatever you have to say. And all of a sudden it connects, and you get it, and they say, wow, this boss, this, if it's three people that work with you or 3,000 people, they really care about you. Writing simple thank you notes, they're writing simple birthday cards or writing anniversary cards of your own people or your employees or your customers. We send birthday cards, and I write 287 birthday cards. It's easy to do.
Well, look at this. You're sitting there clucking over how to get people to come in your door when all you had to do was just reach out and connect with somebody who's already been in your door.
Right. Sure, we all know this, but it's a very...
It's easier to get them to come back than the second time.
Oh, my goodness.
It is to get them to come in the first time, isn't it?
Of course. Your current customers are your backbone, and just get them to come back. And then the word of mouth spreads. Wow, this is a nice place to shop. These people care about me as a real person. And then, by the way, I like the clothes, or I like the hamburgers, or I like the books, or whatever it might be. That's the most important, powerful thing.
Jack, give us the website, please, how we can find you, and tell us how we can find your book.
221, they are linked together, hugyourcustomers.com or hugyourpeople.com.
And can they find both books at either locations?
Yes, they can. They can either buy them from me or it links right into Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
And, of course, they can find them wherever.
I always urge people to go to their local bookstores first to order or pick up.
What if somebody wants to buy them in bulk?
Oh, I love that. You know,
can we contact you about that?
You can contact me directly. And it hooks right into Hug Your Customers or Hug Your People. Or they can give me a call, 203-
What if they... Okay, go ahead.
203-341-6402.
And especially if they want an autographed copy, right? Because I know a lot of people want autographed
copies. Personalizing the books, of course. Love
Hey, Jack, it's always great to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jim. Best of you
and
yours.
You too. Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, he really does, ladies and gentlemen. He walks the talk. He practices what he preaches. I have seen it in action. It works. Quick break, right back with Skip Miller after these messages. I'm Jim Blessingame. Here's the late, great Dan Fogelberg to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.